Please turn to the book of Judges.
请大家翻到四世纪。
Book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 2.
第五章第二节。
Judges, chapter 5, verse 2.
四世纪第五章第二节。
For that leaders led in Israel, for that the people willingly offered themselves, bless Jehovah.
因为以色列中有军长带领，百姓也甘心牺牲自己，你们应当颂赞耶和华。
In the Chinese version, it is said, for this, the captains led in Israel.
在中文的翻译是说到，以色列中有军长带领。
And the word captain actually is the same as leaders.
军长的意思实际上就是首领。
So here you'll find that God has raised up leaders in Israel.
所以在这边，神兴起以色列中有首领。
And at the same time, there are the people who willingly offer themselves.
同时也有百姓甘心牺牲自己。
When you find such situation, then it is the time to bless the Lord.
如果是这种光景的话，那么就是颂赞耶和华的时候。
For our time in the morning,
我们今天早上
we would like to consider together this matter of spiritual leadership.
我们愿意一起来思考这个，思想这个属灵首领。
At the very outset, we would like to make a statement.
我们要开始做这样的，这么说
that spiritual leadership is vital.In the work of God.
在神的工作里面，属灵首领是很重要。
We know that our God is working.
我们知道神在做工。
He has been working since the foundation of the world.
他从创世以来就在做工。
And he is still working today.
今天还在做工。
We would like to know what is it that God is working.
我们要知道神在做什么工。
What is his work?
他的工作是什么?
He is doing a great work.
他在做一件伟大的工。
As our Lord Jesus himself said,
像我们主耶稣所说的,
My Father worketh until now, and I work.
我父做工到今天我也在做。
Now what is the work of God?
神的工作到底是什么?
The work of God is to glorify his son.
神的工作就是荣耀他的儿子。
To make his son.To give his son the preeminence of all things.
使他的儿子能够在凡事上居首位。
The work of God is to give his son a people.
神的工作就是给他儿子百姓。
A people that will be his companions.
使这些百姓做他的同伴。
A people that will be his house.
使这些人成为他的家。
A people that will be his own city.
这些人成为他自己的城。
Now this is the work of God.
这就是神的工。
God is working that his son may have the first place in all things.
神在做工，使到他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
God is working in man.
神在人中做工。
That man may become his companion, the companion of his beloved son.
使到人成为他爱子的同伴。
Now this is a great work.
这是一件伟大的工。
And in this great work,
在这个大工上，
God calls us to join with him.
神呼召我们跟他连接起来。
He wants us to work together with him towards that purpose.
跟他同工，一同达到他的旨意。
That Christ may have the first place.
直到基督居首位。
That we may be given to Christ as his own church.
直到我们被交给耶稣做他的自己的教会。
In this great work of God,
在神这个大工上，
every redeemed child of God is involved.
每一个神所救赎的儿女都要参加。
We are all involved in this great work.
我们每一个人都有份于这份工作。
This is the reason why we find in the word of God,
所以神的话语这么说，
that every believer is a priest.
每一个信主的人都是祭司。
The universal priesthood of believers.
就是所有信主的人都是联合成为祭司。
Because we are all priests.
因为我们都是祭司。
Therefore, we are all serving God.
我们都在侍奉神。
We are all engaged in this great work of God.
我们都在做神这个大工。
But in order to facilitate this work,
那是为了要使我们具备有这个做工的条件。
So God raised up leaders among His people.
所以神在子民当中就选举那些首领们。
God raises up leaders.
神选举首兴起首领们。
Not that these leaders will do all the work.
不是说首领们就做所有的工。
They are not to monopolize the work of God.
他们不再垄断神所有的工。
They are not to substitute God's people in serving God.
也不是代替人民去侍奉神。
The purpose of God is that all God's people will work together with Him.
神的旨意乃是所有的百姓。他的子民一起跟他同工。
We are all priests.
我们都是祭司。
We are all serving God together.
都一起侍奉神。
But these leaders,
但是这些首领们，
God raises them up.
他们被神所定义。
Not to do the work for us.
不是为我们做工。
But to help us in the work of God.
乃是帮助我们做神的工。
They are to stimulate us.
他们能够使到我们有心起来做工。
And they are to help us.
他们来帮助我们。
And they are to lead us in the work.
他们来率领我们侍奉神。
That we may work better together.
使到我们在一起侍奉得更好。
This is the reason why you find God always raise up leaders among His people.
所以神就是这样才在他的百姓当中兴起首领们。
As we are gathered here this time,
我们这个聚集在这里。
Most of us are serving God in some capacity.
很多大多数人都在有些方面来侍奉神。
And so in a sense, we are all called to be leaders in a sense.
所以我们可以说，我们都被呼召成为首领。
And we are to serve God and we are to lead the people in the service of God.
我们要侍奉神，同时也要带领人百姓。
Therefore, it is very important for us to understand what spiritual leadership really is.
所以很重要的，我们要知道什么是属灵的首领。
In the Bible, we find whenever God has a work to do,
在圣经，凡是神要做工的时候
，He always raises up leaders.
他都是要兴起首领。
You can find that in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament.
在新约、旧约都是这么说。
For instance,
从举个例子。
When God wanted to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt,
当神要把他的百姓从埃及领出来的时候，
He raised up Moses as their leader.
他兴起摩西做他们的首领。
When God wanted to lead His people into the land of Canaan,
当神要把他的百姓带到迦南地的时候，
He raised up Joshua to lead them in.
他兴起耶稣亚带领他们进去。
When the children of Israel were in the promised land,
当神的百姓在应许之地，
And they were oppressed by their enemies from time to time.
时常受到仇敌敌人们的压迫。
When God wanted to deliver them out of their enemies,
神要把他们从敌人手中拯救出来。
He raised a judge to deliver them.
他就兴起士师们来拯救他们。
When God wants to establish a kingdom among His people,
神要他的子民当中成立他的王国的时候，
He raised a David as their king.
他就兴起大卫做君王。
And when God wants to restore the kingdom,
神要收复他的国度的时候，
He raised up Jehoshaphat.
他就兴起耶路撒冷，耶撒冷。
He raised up Hezekiah.
西斯加。
And he raised up Josiah.
路亚西
He raised up these kings in order to restore the kingdom.
他兴起这些君王是因为要收复他的国度。
And when the children of Israel were in Babylonian captivity,
当这些以色列人被掳到巴比伦的时候，
In the recovery of the nation,
他们要把国度再收复回来。
God raised up people like Zerubbabel.
Yeah, 神兴起耶路巴伯、所罗巴伯、
And when God wants to build the wall of Jerusalem, he raised up Nehemiah. So you find that in the Old Testament, whenever God wanted to do a work, he always raised up leaders to lead the people in the work. As a matter of fact, all the prophets,
所有的先知们,
all the kings,
所有的君王们,
and all the priests,
所有的祭司们,
in a sense, are leaders that God raised up for his people.
都可以说是神所兴起的,
whenever God has obtained good leaders,
凡是神在得到好的首领的时候,
you find the whole nation was blessed.
整个国家就受到祝福.
Under good leadership,
而好的首领们,
you find the people were really blessed by the Lord.
神的子民是真正的被神所祝福.
But whenever there was a wicked leader, a bad leader,
但是遇到坏的首领,
and then you find the whole nation was in ruin.
整个国家就被破坏.
So you find this is a principle you find throughout the Old Testament.
所以这个是整个旧约中的原则.
The prophet Isaiah said,
这个以赛亚说,
he said, the leaders misguided the people.
首领如果误导子民,
and the people who were misguided, they were squatted up.
人民被误导就会被吞掉.
So leaders are very vital in the work of God.
所以首领们在神的工作上面是很重要的.
Now when you come to the New Testament,
当你来到新约,
you will find the same thing.
同样的事情发生.
You remember in Matthew chapter 15,
在马太15章,
our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣说,
if the blind should lead the blind,
如果盲人再领盲人,
then all will fall into the pit.
两个人都会同时掉进坑里.
And how our Lord Jesus denounced those blind leaders at his time.
所以我们的主耶稣对于那些盲的下眼的首领他是多么的不喜欢.
Because these blind leaders were not real shepherds.
因为他们不是真的牧人.
And they were hirelings.
他们只是被请来的.
And they were only thinking of their own interests.
只是顾到自己的利益.
And they were not thinking of the interest of the flock.
不顾那些群羊的利益.
But our Lord Jesus was different.
而是主耶稣不同.
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人.
And as the good shepherd, he laid down his life for his sheep.
好牧人为他的羊舍命.
When our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当主耶稣在世上,
he moved around in the country.
他在那个乡下乡村里面走动.
He met many people.
他遇到很多人.
He preached to the multitudes.
他为群众们讲道.
But you find that the interest of our Lord Jesus,
但是主耶稣所顾的,
was always in raising a few to be leaders in the future.
时常是为着将来在他们当中能够训练一些 能够率领人的.
He called the 12 disciples to him.
他招领12门徒.
And that they might be with him.
使他们跟他在一起.
And he trained them.
训练他们.
He spent much time with these people.
跟这些人在一起花很多时间.
Because the Lord knew that leaders were very vital to his work.
因为主知道首领对他的工作是很重要.
After our Lord Jesus has returned to heaven,
当我们的主耶稣回到天上的时候,
if you read the book of Acts,
如果你读使徒行传,
you will find that in the book of Acts,
在使徒行传,
how these people whom the Lord had trained himself as leaders,
这些主耶稣所训练成为首领的人,
how they work together with the real Lord,
他们是怎么样跟真的主在一起同工.
You know, the book of Acts is sometimes called the Acts of the Apostles.
我们知道使徒行传就是使徒的行传.
And of course we know this is not in the original manuscript.
但是在原文并不是这样说。
The axe
是形状。
And whose axe
谁的形状
？These are the acts of the risen Lord through the Holy Spirit。
这个是圣灵，借着圣灵，我们的复活的主的形状。
These are the acts of the risen Lord, the head through His own body upon this earth。
这是他作为他的身体的头的主的形状。
And so actually, the acts are the acts of the Lord Himself.
其实就是自主自己的行为的形状。
In His body,
在他的肢体上所。
And that is the church,
就是教会上。
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵的权力。
But still, as you read the Book of Acts,
但是当你读到行传
，you find that in the first part of that book,
在这个行传的首部分
，from chapter 1 through chapter 12,
第一章到十二章
，it seems as if these are the records of the acts of the Apostle Peter,
好像是记录使徒彼得的行传。
And then you look at the second part of the book of Acts,
然后再读第二段。
From chapter 13 to chapter 28,
十三章到二十八章
and it appears as if these were the acts of the Apostle Paul.
好像是使徒保罗的行传。
The Apostle Peter is an apostle to the circumcised.
这个使徒彼得是为那些受割礼的人的使徒。
And the Apostle Paul is the apostle to the uncircumcised.
保罗乃是为侍奉非受割礼的使徒。
Now, even though it appears as if these were the acts of Paul and Peter,
虽然看来是好像写彼得跟保罗的行传
but we know that the other apostles were also used by the Lord greatly.
但是他其他还有其他的使徒大大的被主所用
And not only these apostles,
不但这些使徒们
but you find all the believers, they were working together with the Lord.
同时所有信主的都跟主一起同工
And that's the reason why that within a very short period,
所以很短的时间内
the gospel has been preached from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
福音从耶路撒冷、犹大第一次到这个地极去。
So you find that leaders are very vital in the work of God.
所以首领们在神的施工里面乃是很重要。
I think this is something that we do not need to spend much time on.
我相信这是我们所不必花很多时间就可以明白。
As our brother T. Austin Fox says,
我们的这个弟兄 Fox 说
，He said there is nothing more difficult.
他说没有比这个更难的。
And yet there is nothing more vital than this matter of leadership.
没有比这个更重要，乃是讲到首领的事。
And leadership is something that you cannot argue with.
首领乃是不可辩论的。
Because it is in the very nature of the work itself.
因为是在这个工里面就是这样。
Whenever there is an emergency,
凡是有紧急的时候
，and God raised up the spirit of leadership among some people.
神就是在他的子民当中兴起。有属灵的首领
and then you find the work is done
事工就完成
but if there is an emergency
如果是遇到很紧急的状态
and there is no leadership among God's people
神的属灵当中没有首领
then you find the people are just paralyzed
属灵就那百姓就灭亡了
and God's work just cannot be accomplished
神的工也完不能完成
So spiritual leadership is of vital importance in the work of God
所以神的工里面属灵的首领乃是很重要
Now the question is
现在问题是
Is it proper for us to seek for leadership
我们去寻找这个首领是不是正当
Is it right for us to seek to be leaders?
是不是去找首领们对不对
I think this is a question that we should ask ourselves.
我想我们应该问自己
In Jeremiah chapter 45 verse 5
在耶利米书
Jeremiah chapter 45 verse 5
45章第五节
God asked this question.
神问这个问题。
God spoke through Jeremiah to Baruch.
神用耶利米来向巴录他们讲。
And what he said is here.
他这么说。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And seekest thou great things for thyself, seek them not.
你为自己图谋大事吗？不要图谋。
God said, don't seek great things for yourself.
神说不要为自己图谋大事。
Don't be ambitious.
不要有野心。
That you may do great things.
就要去做大事。
Don't seek that for yourself.
不要这么图谋这些事。
But if you look at another scripture.
但是你翻开另外一处圣经。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.
提摩太前书第三章第一节。
The word is faithful, if anyone aspires to exercise oversight, he desires a good work.
人要想得到监督之分，就是修睦善工，这话是可信。
Now this says, if we aspire to exercise oversight,
就是如果我们修睦想要得到监督的职分。
That is to say, if we aspire for leadership.
意思就是我们想要做成得到这个首领的职分。
We desire a good work.
我们羡慕善功。
Now, is there any contradiction between these two verses?
这两处的经文有没有矛盾？
In Jeremiah it says, seek not great things for yourself.
在耶利米说不要为自己图谋大事。
And yet here in 1 Timothy said, if you desire for leadership, you are desiring a good work.
在提摩太前书就说，如果你要得到监督之分，就是羡慕自己善功。
Now, is there any contradiction between these two verses?
这两处有没有矛盾？
We know there is none.
我们知道没有。
Why? Because in the first occasion,
因为在前面那地方，
God said, do not seek great things for yourself.
神说不要为自己图谋大事。
Do not be self-ambitious.
不要为着自己而蛮有野心。
If anyone is self-ambitious,
如果人人都是野心勃勃，
and that is very ugly.
就是很丑陋。
You know, it is an ugly thing.
这是丑陋的事。
If you are ambitious,
如果你有野心，
ambitious to be a leader,
要成为领首领，
for yourself,
为着自己，
why you are seeking a position,
因为你在寻找一个地位，
you are seeking something for yourself,
你在图谋的一件事情为了自己，
and that is very ugly in the sight of God,
在神看来是很丑陋。
But on the other hand,
但是另外一方面，
if we seek everything for God,
如果我们是为着神而寻求每一件事，
if for his own work,
为着他的事工，
it is for his own glory,
为着他自己的荣耀，
we seek these things,
我们追求这些事，
not for ourselves,
不是为自己，
but for the Lord,
乃是为主，
then it is commendable,
这个就可嘉。
You remember Paul himself said,
保罗自己说，
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在哥林多后书第五章，
he said, I am ambitious,
他说我有野心，
whether I am alive or I am dead,
不管我生着还是死，
in life or in death,
不管是活是死，
I have ambition to please God.
我是满心要讨神的喜悦。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we should not be ambitious for ourselves.
我们不应该为着自己而有野心。
And yet we should be ambitious for God.
但同时我们要为神而有野心。
Otherwise we will be passive.
不然的话我们就很悲观被动。
God's people should not be passive.
神的子民不应当被动。
God's people should be active.
神的子民应该主动。
But not for ourselves, but for God himself.
不为我们，乃为神自己。
You remember our brother Watchman has a motto.
我们的弥陀僧弟兄成为神道者。
She has a motto.
他有一个座右铭。
And she said, I want nothing for myself.
他说我不为自己要什么，
but I want everything for God.
但是我为神
Now, brothers and sisters, this is something that we need to have within ourselves. Of course, that requires the working of the cross in our life. Without the working of the cross in our life, we will be ambitious for ourselves. In the world, we want to be somebody. And now in the church, we want to be somebody. Actually, there's no difference between the church and the world. Because we are the same person. We are ambitious for ourselves. Oh, how we need the working of the cross in our life. That the Holy Spirit will convict us. That He will show us. Show us that we are seeking things for ourselves. Even if we are seeking a small thing for ourselves in the church, it is ugly in the sight of God. We need the cross to cut us off. We need the cross to reduce us to zero. That we may see ourselves as nothing and nobody. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
are we nothing? Are we nobody? Are we willing to be nothing and nobody in the church? That we do not seek anything for ourselves. Only the cross can work in our lives to such a degree. But thank God if we allow the cross to work in our lives, then you'll find the Holy Spirit begin to work in a positive way. He will begin to give burden to us. He will begin to put responsibility upon us, that we may really give ourselves for the work of the Lord. It is no longer for ourselves, but for the Lord and for the people of God. What is spiritual leadership? You know, the divine concept of leadership, is very different from the worldly concept of leadership. Probably, if we look at one passage in the scripture, it will be clear to us.
我们来看一处圣经, 可能就会清楚。
Mark chapter 10.
马可第十章。
You know, our Lord Jesus was going to Jerusalem for the last time.
我们的主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷。
And his disciples thought that our Lord was going to Jerusalem to receive the kingdom.
他的门徒以为他去那边收复他的国土。
And during the past 3 years,
这三年来,
these disciples followed the Lord.
门徒们跟随主,
and they were always arguing among themselves.
他们自己一直在辩论,
and they were always trying to say that who is the greater among them.
一直在争论谁是最大,
and now this is the hour.
这个是时候了,
our Lord was going to Jerusalem. Now the disciples thought that he was going to be crowned as king.
门徒以为他要去做王,
and that he was going to gain obtain his kingdom.
去那边得到他的国,
so you find suddenly the two sons of Zebedee came with their mother.
所以西比带两个儿子就来了,
and they came with their mother.
跟他母亲来,
and they came to the Lord and said, Lord,
他们就说主啊,
we want to ask you for a favor.
And
just promise that you will grant it.
求你答应我们。
You know, they didn't mention what they wanted to ask.
他们没有说他们要什么，问什么。
Probably they knew inwardly that it wasn't a very proper thing to ask.
可能他们内心知道这个问了不大正当。
But they wanted it so much.
但是他们却非常的要。
So they wanted the Lord to give them a blank check.
要耶稣，要主给他一张空的支票。
And you just sign it.
你只要签名
and we will see everything.
我们自己签上
yeah, but our Lord Jesus wouldn't sign this blanket.
但是我们的主耶稣没有签名
He knew what、was in their heart.
他知道他们心里想要什么
So he asked them, what really do you want?
所以他问他们你们要什么
To speak out.
讲出来
So finally, the mother spoke.
最后母亲就说
And of course you know the mother was humanly speaking an aunt to our Lord Jesus.
我们在人看来是他的母亲乃是主耶稣的姨母什么亲戚嘛姑妈
and of course the word of her aunt has weight
对姑妈的话当然有分量
so the mother loving his own, her own son
他的母亲也爱儿子
she was willing to do everything for the son
为儿子他什么都做
so she said to the Lord Jesus
他就对主耶稣说
Let my two sons, one sit on your right hand and one sit on your left hand.
让我的儿子一个坐你右边，一个坐左边。
Let them get everything.
让他们得到一切。
Sitting on the right and left of the Lord Jesus.
在耶稣的右边和左边坐。
That's seeking for leadership.
就是要得到首领的。
And seeking for position.
就是要得到地位。
And the Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Are you able
你能吗
to drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
我所要喝的杯你能喝吗
Are you able to be baptized with the baptism I am going to be baptized with?
我所受的洗你能受得住吗
Without knowing what the cup really is.
他们也不知道什么杯
Not knowing really what the baptism is.
也不知道受什么洗
They wanted so much the right and the left seat.
他们要右边左边的位。
That they were willing to promise anything.
他们什么都肯答应。
So they said we will.
他们说我们能。
And the Lord said you should.
耶稣说你能你。
You shall.
你将得到。
Yeah, that's what you have to.
这个是你必须这样的。
But to sit on my right or my left is not for me to give.
但是坐我的左右边不是我所能够赐的。
It is given by those whom the Father has prepared for.
是神父所预备给谁就给谁。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
we find that leadership is not something for the asking.
首领乃不是我们所求到的。
If leadership is just a matter of position,
如果首领乃是一种地位
then probably you can ask for a favor.
这样可能你就可以去向人讨。
But spiritual leadership is not a matter of position.
但是属灵的首领乃不是一个地位。
It is a matter of qualification.
乃是一个资格。
The Lord says, Are you able to drink the cup I'm going to drink?
主耶稣说我所喝的杯你能喝吗
Are you able to be baptized with the baptism I'm going to be baptized with?
我所受的洗你能忍得住吗
We know today, of course, what that cup is.
我们今天知道那杯是指什么
At that time, the two sons of Zebedee, they didn't know what the cup was.
当时西比泰两个儿子不知道
We knew what the cup was.
我们知道杯是什么
Why? Because, you know,a little after that
因为在后来我们知道
when our Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane
当主耶稣在克西马尼
he prayed Father if it is thy will
他说父啊若你愿意
let this cup be removed from me
请你把这杯跟我拿去
but not my will thy will be done
但不是照我的旨意乃是照着你的旨意
and after he had prayed for the third time
当他这样祷告了三次
he knew it is the cup that he had to drink
他知道这个杯乃是 他要喝的
he told his disciples this is the cup that the father has given to me
他告诉门徒说这是父所给我的杯
he willingly drank the cup
他愿意的去喝
so the cup speaks of the will of God
所以杯乃是神的旨意
If the will of God is that our Lord Jesus should go to the cross,
如果神的旨意要我们的主上十字架
that the one who is sinless will be made sin for the world.
这个无罪的人为世上的罪而成为有罪。
Then our Lord Jesus said, Father, I'm willing to drink it.
主就对父说，我愿意喝。
It is the will of God.
因为乃是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we shouldn't be thinking of asking for a position in the kingdom of God.
我们不应该在神的国度里只想要得到地位。
What we should really think about is this.
我们所实在要得的乃是这个。
We should think about the will of God.
乃是要知道什么是神的旨意。
What is the will of God in my life?
神在我身上有什么旨意。
What God wants me to do?
神要我做什么。
If His will is that I must go to the cross.
如果他要我上十字架。
Then to the cross I go.
我就上十字架。
We shouldn't choose for ourselves.
我们为自己不能够有所选择。
We shouldn't choose what pleases us.
我们不能够选择自己喜欢。
But we should choose what pleases God.
我们应该选神所喜悦的。
We should drink the cup that God has given to us.
神所给我们的杯，我们要喝。
And we should be thinking of the baptism.
我们也要想这个洗礼。
We know baptism simply means
这个受洗的意思。
Simply means death.
简单的就是死。
Because in baptism,
因为在洗里面
we go into death.
我们进到死里。
We are buried.Under the water,
在水里埋葬
and then out of the water, we are raised in resurrection life.
然后出到水外，我们就是在复活。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
what we need to really think about,
我们所实在要想的
is the will of God,
是神的旨意。
We should think about the cross.
要思想十字架。
We should take the cross into our heart.
要把十字架带到心里。
Now if we do,
如果我们这样
then the Father will prepare for us.
那神就为我们预备。
Or whatever place He wants to put us, it is up to the Father's will.
不管他把我们放在什么地位，乃是照他的旨意。
And of course, when the 10 disciples heard about it.
当然当那些十个门徒听到了
they were very, very angry at the two sons of Zebedee.
他们对于这两个门徒西比泰两个儿子很生气
why? Because these two disciples outmaneuvered them.
因为这两个门徒要去操纵他们
and so they were very unhappy.
所以他们不喜欢
because the right hand and the left hand were the very thing that all of them were seeking after.
因为他们每一个人都想得到右边和左边的位
they were all seeking for position.
他们都在追求地位
they were all seeking for leadership.
追求首领
but leadership as position.
要做首领来达到地位
not as life as service
不是要以自己奉献出来
therefore our Lord Jesus began to teach them
所以我们主耶稣就开始教训他们
verse 42
42节
but Jesus having called them to him says to them you know that those who are esteemed to rule over the nations exercise lordship over themAnd their great men exercise authority over them, but it is not thus among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever will be first of you shall be bondman of all.
耶稣叫他们来对他们说，你们知道外邦人中有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们，只是在你们中间不是这样。你们中间谁愿为大？就必做你们的用人在你们中间谁愿为首就必做众人的仆人
We know the worldly concept of leadership is very different from the divine concept of leadership
我们知道世界上人所想的领袖的意义跟神所想的不同
In the world
在世上
If you are in leadership
如果你作为首领
Then you exercise lordship over other people.
那么你就超前来管理其他的人。
You exercise authority over them.
你对他们有权柄。
You will sit high up.
你坐在高处。
You will give orders.
你发命令。
You will be served by everybody.
每一个人要侍奉你。
You will rule over the people.
你管理他们。
This is the worldly concept of leadership. But the divine concept is just the opposite. The Lord Jesus said, this is not thus among you. Among you, if you want to be the great one, and then you should be the servants of all. If you want to have the first place, then you should be a slave of all. Now, brothers and sisters, you should listen to this.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你这么听,
the Lord said,
主耶稣说,
whosoever will be great among you.
你们中间谁愿为大?
Do you want to be great?
你要大吗?
Now, if you want to be great,
你要为大,
then you should be servant.
你就必须做仆人,
you should serve.
你应该是侍奉,
the great is not to rule. The great is to serve.
伟大的乃是去侍奉,
whoever serves is the greater one.
谁要服侍的,
the one who is served is the smaller one.
那些被服侍的,
you know, we think that if we are great, then we need to be served by people.
我们都是这么想, 我们若是伟大,
and the one who serves is the lower person. But in the kingdom of God is very different. Who is the leader?
谁是首领?
Who is the greater one?
谁是大的?
He is not the one who is served.
他不是要人去服侍他,
he is not the one who rules over people.
不是他去管理人民,
he is the one who serves others.
他乃是去服侍别人,
he is a servant of all.
他是别众人的仆人,
more than that.
还有,
the Lord said, if you want to be first,
主耶稣说如果你愿为大, 愿为首,
and then you have to be the bond slave of all.
你必须作为每一个人的奴仆,
of course, we don't want to be servant.
当然我们不要做仆人,
if we don't want to servant to be servant, of course, we don't want to be a bond slave.
如果我们不要作为仆人, 我们更不愿意做奴隶。
Servant, in a sense, still has his own will and his own time.
富人他还有他自己的意识还有他自己的时间。
And suppose you employ a servant in your home.
如果比如说你在家中请佣人,
of course the servant is to serve you.
佣人当然是服侍你。
Of course he has to listen to you.
他要听你的话。
But you know he is free.
但是他有自由。
And probably he will, in a week, he will at least have one day off.
可能他一个礼拜有一两天假期,
and in modern times, the servant may just want to work 8 hours a day.
现在的工人可能只要做8小时一天,
and if he doesn't like you, then he can call quit.
如果他不喜欢你, 他也不要做,
and this is a servant.
这就是工人。
But you know, in the old days, they don't have servants like our modern days.
但是在以前, 他们不像现在的工人这样。
In the old days, they are all slaves.
以前的乃是奴隶。
People that were bought with a price.
他们是被买过来的。
And these slaves, they were not free.
他们没有自由。
They were in the house.
他们住在家中,
and they had to serve you whether they like it or not.
不管他们喜欢不喜欢,
it's 24 hour service.
24小时的,
and there is no quitting.
不能够辞职,
and they had to serve.
他们必须做,
so everything you command them to do.
你叫他们做什么都要,
and even in the old days,
在以前,
the slave being a property.
奴隶乃是人的产业,
the master can deal with the slave whatever he likes to.
主人要的话, 他可以卖他,
he wants to kill him, he can kill him.
他要杀他也可以,
and that is his right.
他的权利就是这样,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
here you'll find that if we really want to be leaders in the church of God,
如果我们要在神的教会中作为首领,
then we must not only be servants of all,
我们不但要做众人的仆人,
and we need to serve our brothers and sisters,
我们必须侍奉弟兄姊妹,
but we have to serve to such an extent,
我们必须服侍到这样,
then we have to give up every right of our own,
把我们自己的权柄都牺牲,
we have no right of ourselves,
对于自己没有要求,
then we have to serve our brothers and sisters as slaves,
就好像奴隶一样的服侍弟兄姊妹,
and slaves of all,
是众人的奴隶。
Not just serve those brothers and sisters who are good.
不是只为善的好的弟兄们服侍他们。
And who are kind.
善良的。
But even so, these brothers and sisters who are very difficult.
就是那些很
You, but if you are not a servant, a slave of all,
如果你不是作为众人的奴隶,
if you do not have that kind of spirit in you,
如果你在你身上没有这样的灵,
then you are not qualified to be spiritual leaders.
这样你就不配作为属灵的首领。
And here our Lord Jesus himself said,
这边主耶稣这么说,
verse 45,
45节,
For also the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister.And gave his life a ransom for many.
因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Who is more worthy to be served than our Lord, Jesus?
除了耶稣以外，还有谁配受人的服侍？
He should have the service not only of all men, but of the angels.
不但人要服侍他，天使也应该侍奉他。
He shall have the service of all the world.
全世界的人都要服侍他。
Because he is the only worthy one.
因为只有他配。
But our Lord Jesus himself declared.
但是我们的主耶稣自己这么说。
But I do not come to be served.
他说我不是要来受人的服侍。
He does not come to ask us to serve.
他不是要来叫我们服侍他。
He said, I come to serve you.
他说我来服侍人。
And he comes to serve to such a degree.
他来服侍到这样。
He gave his life as a ransom for many.
甚至舍命做多人的赎价。
He served to the extent of giving his own life. This is the example that our Lord Jesus has set before us.
这是主耶稣自己的榜样。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
as we consider this matter of spiritual leadership,
当我们思想到这个关于属灵的首领,
we know that it is very vital in the work of God.
我们知道神的工这个是很重要。
And it is a good thing to desire the leadership for the Lord's sake.
要作为首领是也是好的事。
And for the sake of God.
为着神。
That is a good thing.
也是好事。
But remember,
但是记得,
it is very different from the worldly concept.
那是跟世人所想的不同。
Do not try to bring the worldly concept of leadership into the church.
不要把外面所的观念带到教会里面。
The reason why the church suffers so much,
为什么教会这么的受苦?
It is because the concept of leadership is wrong.
因为这个首领的观念错了。
You know, the people are good.
人是最好的。
We often say brothers and sisters are all very lovely.
我们时常说弟兄姊妹都可爱。
All the trouble that happened in the church comes from the leaders.
但所有的难题难处都是首领那边发生。
The leaders, they are the problem.
是首领们本身有问题。
The people are not the problem.
人民没有问题。
The people are like sheep.
群众就好像群羊。
They are just waiting to be led.
他们只是等着被带领。
But if those who lead should mislead them.
但是如果率领他们的把他们误领误导。
And then the whole flock will suffer.
等群羊就受苦。
And you know why is it so?
为什么是这样?
Because today in the church,
因为今天的教会,
the concept of leadership is worldly instead of spiritual.
对于首领的观念是世上的观念，不是属灵的观念。
Therefore, it is something for us to really consider before the Lord.
所以我们在神的面前要很清楚这一点。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
we are gathered here this morning.
我们今天早上聚集在这里。
More or less, we are in the area of leadership.
我们也好像是在这个首领的地位。
Whether you are a full-time worker for the Lord,
不管你是全时间侍奉，
you are a leader in the work of God,
或者在神的事工上是一个首领，
or you are responsible brothers in the church,
或者在教会里面是负责弟兄，
you are leaders in the church,
你是教会的首领，
or if you are serving among the sisters,
或者你在姊妹当中服侍，
leaders among the sisters,
姐妹的首领，
or you major leaders among the young people. We find that we are even we are serving the children. In the children's work. In whatever area you may be serving. Probably you're serving in some capacity of leadership. Therefore, it is time for us to really be before the Lord. Now thank God that you have a heart to serve Him. And this is something that we really need to be thankful. But at the same time, we really need to humble ourselves before God. And ask the Lord to examine our hearts. And to show us whether we seek for leadership for ourselves. And as we are leading God's people, are we thinking of just giving orders? Are we just thinking of people with us? Are we really giving ourselves to our brothers and sisters? As they are servants, as the bond slaves of all. I think this is something that we really need to consider before God. And then finally, we would like to mention another thing. You know, our God is seeking for such leaders. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, you know, the children of Israel, they wanted a king. And they wanted a king like the kings of the nations. This was not God's idea. God wanted to give them a king. But a king after his own heart. But the children of Israel cannot wait. They wanted a king like the kings of the nation. So finally they found one in Saul. Why? Because Saul was ahead above all the other people. He was tall. He was very handsome. And so they got him as their king. But under the leadership of Saul, you know what a nation suffered. When Saul was on the throne, the ark of God was completely neglected. People did not really worship God. Because Saul as a leader sought great things for himself. So God in 1 Samuel chapter 13
said,
I have sought a man after my own heart. And I will set him on the throne. And of course, when you read Acts chapter 13, you find God said, I have found David, the man after my own heart. So we know that God is seeking for leaders. But it is very difficult for him to find the right one. If you turn to Jeremiah chapter 5, chapter 5 verse 1, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and see now and know and seek in the broad ways thereof, if ye can find a man, if there be any that doeth justice, that seeketh fidelity, and I will pardon it.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义、求神是没有。若有，我就赦免这城。
God challenged the children of Israel.
神要他的以色列百姓。
You know, God was going to destroy Jerusalem.
因为当时神要消灭耶路撒冷。
Because of their sin.
因着他们的罪。
God wants to destroy that city.
神要把整个城市毁灭。
But God being merciful.
但是神是怜悯的。
He was seeking for a man.
他在寻找一个人。
Who did justice.
他行公义。
Who was faithful.
有诚实
and if he could only find one man in the city of Jerusalem,
他说只要能够找到一个这样的人在耶路撒冷
he will pardon the city.
他就赦免这整个
That shows the heart of God.
这个就是看到神的心意
You remember in the book of Genesis?
在这个创世纪里面
Because of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah,
因为所多玛的城的罪
God will destroy the city.
神要消灭这两个城
and he told Abraham about it.
他就告诉亚伯拉罕
and you remember how Abraham drew near to God.
我们知道亚伯拉罕怎么样靠近神
and he pleaded with God.
要求神
and said, God, you are righteous.
神他说神啊你是行公义的
and will you destroy the righteous with the unrighteous?
你难道要跟不义的跟不义的一起毁灭。
This is not the way that you are.
这个不是你不是这样的。
If there are 50 righteous men in the city,
如果在城里有50义人
will you spare the city?
你能够免掉毁灭。
And God said, I will.
神说我能。
If there are 45,
如果45
If there are only 30,
如果30
If there are 10,
如果10
God said, I will.
神说可以。
But there were not 10 righteous men in the city of Gomorrah.
但是所多玛、阿摩拉也没有十个义人。
There was only one righteous man.
只有一个
Lot.
就是罗德。
And that righteous man was a fallen righteous man.
这义人乃是一个堕落的义人。
So here you find God challenged Jerusalem.
所以神在这边就向耶路撒冷的百姓
交代。He said you go through the city.
他说你在街上跑。
And if you can find this one man,
你只要找到一个人
I will spare the city.
我就赦免这城
But there was none.
但是没有
And the city was destroyed.
整个城就被毁灭
If you read Ezekiel chapter 22,
如果我们在读以西结书22章
Verse 30,
30节
God again said,
神又再一次说
And I sought for a man among them.
我在他们中间寻找一人
that should make up the fence and stand in the breach before me for the land that I should not destroy it but I found none
重修城痕在我面前为这国站在破口防堵使我不灭绝这国却寻不到一个
again you find God is seeking for a man
这边神又在找一个人
if there is just one man
只要有一个
Who can make up the fence?
他能够重建、重修城墙、城门
and stand in the breach,
并且站在破口
Then God said, "I will spare the city."
他说我就不消灭这城
But God said, "Even he cannot find anyone."
但是神说却找不到一个
And finally, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
所以最后耶路撒冷城被毁灭
So these verses.Tell us one thing.
所以这两处圣经告诉我们
that God is looking for leaders.
神在寻找首领
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸
people did not give themselves to the Lord.
人却不把自己奉献出来
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Are we willing to really give ourselves to Him?
我们愿意不愿意把自己
Offer ourselves to Him for His own work.
为着他的事工把自己奉献出来。
Are we willing to let the cross work in our lives?
我们愿意不愿意十字架来在我们身上做工
？Take away all self-ambition.
把所有个人的野心拿掉。
That we may be ambitious for the Lord only.
使我们只为主为神而有野心。
Are we willing to drink the cup?
我们愿意喝这杯吗
We really seek the will of God and not our own will.
真正寻求他的旨意不是我们的旨意
Are we willing to go into death?
我们是不是愿意经过死
That we may know the power of resurrection life.
直到我们知道
复活的大能。
Are we willing to be the servant of all?
我们愿意不愿意作为众人的仆人？
Are we willing to be slaves to our brothers and sisters?
为我们弟兄姊妹做奴隶？
Give our lives for the Lord and for our brothers and sisters.
奉献自己为这主，为这弟兄姊妹。
If we have such a heart before God,
如果我们在神面前有这心意，
then dear brothers and sisters,
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
from the lesson in history.
在历史的教训，
we know that even though we may have many weaknesses,
虽然我们有很多见证人，
and yet God is still able to use us.
但是神还是愿意用我们。
You know we are not perfect.
我们不完全。
You cannot find a perfect man.
你不能找一个完全。
There is only one perfect man, our Lord Jesus.
只有一个完全人，就是主耶稣。
And yet you find in the Bible.
但是在圣经。
You find in church history.
在教会历史。
God used many leaders.
神用很多首领
to lead his people,
来带领百姓
to build his kingdom,
来建造他的国
土。 And these leaders are not perfect men.
这些首领不是完全的。
They all have their faults.
他们都有自己的。
They all have their weaknesses.
他们有在人的短处。
But in spite of their faults and weaknesses,
但是虽然有短处有弱点，
they have a heart for God.
他们的心乃是为
神。 They are willing to give themselves to God.
愿意把自己交给神。
They are willing to let the cross work in their lives.
愿意十字架的对付。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
if God should find such among us,
如果神在我们当中寻到这样的人，
remember God is not seeking you as a perfect man.
你知道神不是说因为你完全他要寻求你。
Or if he has to wait until you are perfect before he can use you,
如果要等到你完全才来用你，
and then he will have none.
他就找不到人。
Thank God, in spite of all our weaknesses,
感谢神，就是我们因为有，虽然我们有弱点，
He is still able to use us.
他还是用我们。
But there are certain conditions we have to fulfill.
但是我们要符合一些条件。
We have to give ourselves to Him.
我们要把自己交给他。
Put ourselves in His hands.
把自己放在他手上。
And let Him mold and fashion us according to His will.
让他磨练我们，知道达到他的旨意。
It may not be easy.
可能不容易。
We may have to suffer.
我们可能要受苦。
But if we are willing,
但是我们若愿意，
then you find that He is waiting.
我们就知道他在等候我们。
And He is really looking for such.
他是在寻找这样的人，
for the sake of his work,
为着他的事工，
for the sake that Christ may have the first place in all things,
直到基督能够在一切事上。
You know, God wants to sum up all things in Christ.
神要所有的一切都在基督里，同归于基督。
He needs people.
他需要
who will work together with him,
能够跟他同工。
He needs leaders,
他需要首领。
Who are willing to give themselves,
愿意把自己奉献。
Not only to serve,
不但是服侍，
but to lead others to serve,
也带领别人去一同侍奉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if we have such leaders,
如果我们有这样的首领，
then it is time to praise the Lord.
这就是我们应该赞美神的时候。
So as an introduction,
所以我们将来介绍。
And we just put this matter before you.
我们把这个事放在你面
前。And all dear brothers and sisters, that you will really be before the Lord.
盼望弟兄姊妹，你们真是在神面前能够这样。
Ask the Lord to search your heart.
叫神来检查你的心，
to see if there is any evil in us.
看我们里面到底有什么恶。
That we have a pure heart for God.
然后我们对神有纯净的心。
That we may humble ourselves before Him.
我们在他面前谦卑。
Probably there is much that we need to repent of.
可能很多事我们要悔改。
But thank God the blood of Lord Jesus is able to wash us from all our sins.
还是感谢主，主耶稣宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
Under the blood we can forget the past.
我们在宝血之下能够忘记背后。
And we can press on towards the goal.
能够努力向前，向着目标直跑。
So may the Lord